Hey everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode number
86.
86, Paul.
Yes.
Are you going to join us today?
I think so. I was a little spacey right there.
I'll bet you are. Well, let's try to get it together because, you know, it's something that our viewers mentioned last week is that every week, unbeknownst to me, you mouth what I say at the top of the show.
Do I?
Yeah, and I haven't noticed this now for 86 weeks. Clearly, when I watch the show back, I'm not watching you.
Yeah, not at all.
Because I like, have no idea that you do that.
It's like when people take a picture, they're like, oh, let me see. And then they say, oh, that's a good picture, when they only look at themselves.
Right.
And everyone else could be like, you know, like being held by terrorists.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even really know that you showed up as part of the show.
I know. It's amazing. But yeah, there were all sorts of great things that apparently you missed live last week.
I don't know where my head was,
yeah,
but there was some humorous moments that our viewers called out, and we appreciate that you appreciate our humor or complete ignorance to what's going on, which would be what the case with us.
Yep.
And we also,
go ahead.
We also wanted to mention that our normal studio is down yet again for week two, but I'm kind of digging this.
Yeah.
This is fun. And we actually asked you to send in some scenarios that we could put behind us, some videos that we could use, and y'all did. Yay. So we want to thank week number one winner, Albert.
Albert Patrunti.
Patrunti.
From the New Day group over in Delaware.
Who sent us what appears to be some vacation footage.
Yeah.
Maybe or, that he shot.
I don't know if it was vacation footage or if it's just the Bethany Beach in Delaware where may be
around
there.
That's where you go on vacation.
That's
when you're from the East Coast.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. I've been there.
I'm from the Midwest. So
you don't go there.
No. I just go.
You go to Texas?
No, I generally just go out and enjoy some cornfields and cows. And
it explains a lot.
Yeah.
It explains a lot. So we're going to go ahead and get the show. And in case we didn't mention, Ping is, of course, the weekly show that talks about all things irrelevant and sometimes some Microsoft stories. Let's start the show.
Okay.
This is going to get a whole lot better.
All right, Laura. So as you know, I don't really watch a whole lot of TV. But I do.
Baffling.
I do occasionally get dragged to go watch movies.
You getting dragged? I knew I saw photos of those on the internet. I didn't think you wanted to talk about it.
I can only imagine where Bob's going to go with that screenshot right there.
What do you do when you're not in drag?
When I'm not in drag, I generally get dragged out to movies.
Uh-huh.
That didn't really help anything at all.
Bob gets all dragged out.
So, anyway, I recently went to this movie called The Social Network.
I did too.
And I surprisingly really liked the film. Like, even though I'm not, like, the most Twitter-spheric person in the world.
No, but you're a Facebooker-spheric kind of guy.
I do.
Facebook.
I kind of enjoy the
you
occasional
just
poke.
Earlier.
Yeah.
Hey, there goes Elvis! Yo, King!
Before we were officially rolling.
That's right.
Anyway,
don't look for footage of that.
There's this article out there that says that Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, is becoming the next Bill Gates.
Well, Paul, I don't know if he's becoming the next Bill Gates.
Well, what do you think he's becoming?
I think he's following in the steps of our great leader, William Gates. And donating his money, the bulk of his money, because he's now, I think, net worth $4 billion.
Yeah, according to this article, he was, according to Forbes, he was the 212th richest billionaire with $4 billion. I think more recent valuations are like $6 or $7
billion. Yeah, and he's going to donate it all to help others. He's going to give back.
Yeah, I think he said he's donating the majority of
it. He'll probably keep a couple bucks.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's already betrothed like $100 million over to Newark, New Jersey.
That's right. If you guys haven't seen the movie Waiting for Superman, directed by Davis Guggenheim, a personal friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
It's about the state of our public schooling and how they're just really in disarray. And you cannot send your kids to public schools in many parts of the country without it being just a terrible...
Oh, really?
Terrible education.
Now with the $100 million donation, everyone can learn how to GTL over there?
Because it's in Jersey.
Yeah.
They already know.
Okay.
That's just instinctual in that part of town. So, yeah, he's giving away his money. I think that the $100 million is a great start. And, of course, I'm all in favor of really sort of bettering our schooling systems.
Yep.
Because it's sad. It's sad.
Yeah, I mean, I
stay up at night.
I went to public school.
There you go.
And look how I turned out.
I went to private school.
Yeah. And see, this is like
a
better together scenario. You can see what happens when you go to private school, and you can see what happens when you go to public school.
I wore a uniform.
That's amazing. That's just great. But one of the things that I really like about the campaign that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are driving are that saying, look, you billionaires out there, you ultra-rich people, you're not going to use all your money.
No way. Neither are your children or your grandchildren.
Yeah, like you could put that, like, some small percentage of your wealth in a fund and allow everyone in your genealogy forever to continually be fine.
Right.
And
I mean, the truth is, with the interest rates, you're making money faster than you can spend it. Oh, you've got that much money.
Easily.
Yeah.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to reach out to these billionaires saying, look, if you just donate your money now, or at least some portion of your money now, and then say you'll give more later on, you know, upon your, you know, retirement or death or whatever is going on, that you can see the fruits of your labor before that happens. So you can see the impact that you're having on the world just right now. So even young billionaires, 26-year-old Mark Zuckerberg, donating or betrothing a lot of the money.
You know, I mean, you think about Bill Gates. He stepped down from being an active, you know, daily employee of Microsoft, something that obviously he's passionate about. This was his dream, his life's work.
Yep.
And he now is full-time with the Bill and Linda Gates Foundation doing their philanthropic work because I can imagine just how rewarding it is, you know, all the work that he's done with malaria and actually working to sort of solve the sicknesses overseas. And, I mean, that's got to be a little bit more rewarding than Outlook.
I don't know. Outlook's pretty cool, especially with the social connector.
Yeah,
if they could just get me to poke coworkers in Outlook, that'd be fantastic.
So that's the point, moral of the story. If you have $1 billion, give back. All right. So big news for any Windows Phone 7 developers. Recently, up until now, you weren't able to sort of track your stats and sort of how well your app is doing in the marketplace.
Right, like you could post it to the marketplace. People could buy it, they could download it.
Yep.
It was a free thing, they could just download it for free. But you didn't really have the insight into how popular your app was.
Right, and up until recently, they weren't going to start paying people until February.
Right.
So really, that's, you know, 4 or 5 months gone by that your app could have been in this marketplace with you having no idea of how well it's doing. But that's all changed.
Yep.
They're now going to start paying people their, you know, due money for their apps in January, just sooner than expected. And you can get your stats now. So if you got an app that's free, but then you find out, oh my God, millions of people are downloading this app.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Maybe charge $1 for it.
Yeah.
You know, but this is a good, you know, you got to be able to get some idea of what people are doing, what people are into, what people need.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of cool stuff around this. Like, I'm a big data guy myself.
No!
Yeah.
Coming
from the
I was going to say you're a big dating guy, but
No. I mean, we already
data.
Know the types of things that I have to do to get girls with the twirtle wheels and all that stuff. But yeah, I think it's great that we're finally giving the developers insight into how many people are downloading their applications.
Yeah.
And to be able to see, like, you know, what types of business models people can have, and like, do I really have enough here to become like a Windows Phone developer, and is it worth my while?
Yeah, make it really profitable.
Yeah.
It could be.
So I'm looking forward to hearing some good success stories and looking to see some of my friends who are out there going to get paid that last week in January.
Yeah, awesome. And if you have hot apps, please post them to Hot Apps Weekly Show on Channel 9. All right, everybody, with the holiday season approaching, I know a lot of my nieces and nephews have been asking for one thing and one thing only. You know what that is, Paul?
Not to spend time with their aunt.
That's it. It's sad. But I'm gonna hang out with them anyway and buy their love.
Oh yeah.
With the Kinect, which apparently a lot of people out there are doing. I am not the only one, as it ranked as the number one hardware accessory in November.
Yep.
And some people are projecting that this is actually gonna light the fire under the butt. Give the kick in the rear to the gaming industry that was sort of in a slump.
Yeah, so the gaming industry was in a bit of a recessionary type state.
Yeah, people had lost their jobs.
Yeah, and like the overall spending in that area had been going down, and now with the Kinect coming out in full force, selling 2.5 million units in 25 days, expecting 5 million by the end of the year, it's really taking that and like lifting the sales, so there's actually like an 8% increase year over year from last year.
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing. I remember back in the day, Paul, when I was just a wee lass.
You can remember that far back?
It's faint. I have video of it. So
there was video back then? I figured there was like some hieroglyphics.
I have etchings on cave walls is what I have. But when I was more involved in the gaming industry, You know, people were always talking about how the gaming industry was booming and was making all this money, more money than the film industry.
Yep.
And then it hit the sad slump. So it's nice to see that, so not only that people can be reinvigorated and excited about gaming, but it's a Microsoft product that's doing that.
Yeah.
And that I've completely done a 180, and now I'm on the Kinect Chair Fan Team Club.
Is there a Facebook page that we could join
for that?
That's
what I'm on.
The Kinect
With
Chair
my pom-poms.
Fan Team Club.
You can't join it.
And Laven. All right, Laura, we've been talking for many weeks now about our upcoming Halo match with the Niners.
Yes, this is going to happen.
Is it? Is it going to happen?
It's going to happen. We need to make it happen. I need to get on that. I've been slacking, but with the holiday season coming up, I'm not going to be at the mall. Hey! I'm going to be...
Oh, I get it.
Yay!
Oh,
I see. Trying to keep up. I'm going to be figuring out how to get this thing together. So hopefully sometime after Christmas, we will have that. Is
okay.
that what you want to talk about?
So that's just saying we can't delay on this stuff forever because... So Microsoft had announced a little while back that they were going to shut down HaloWars.com. Mm. And the whole Halo community, not just the real-time strategy Halo Wars group, but also the Halo... first-person shooter fans out there were like, hey, why are you shutting down this site? Like, we want to be on this forums. We want to see our stats.
They were up in arms.
Yeah,
they were not happy.
They were about to put, like their little things all over the place and just launch a full attack on Microsoft.
That's right.
And
we got scared.
Yeah, and we're like,
you know
what?
Don't do it! Our
bad. We guys, we know that you guys like tracking your stats and, like, talking to each other on the forums and calling each other noobs. So we decided not to take that down. But there are a bunch of investments that we're doing in the Halo Waypoint, and I hear rumblings that there may be like merging of the forums.
Merging of the forums for those two, yeah. But otherwise, everything else should be staying the same. And they said if they were to at some point in the future change anything, of course they'd let you know, but
right.
that not to worry. So the moral of the story here, Paul,
yes.
is that we're listening.
Did you say?
We're listening.
It's that the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Exactly.
And that the more you whine, the more we'll do things for you.
The squeaky mouse gets the cheese. The crying baby gets the nipple.
Now who'd like a cookie?
you lost me on that second one there. Anyway, if you do want to play some Halo with me and just see how good my Halo skills are, I'm DJ Cod with a K. And I
am Thugsy Wugsy with a thug.
And a Z.
No, yeah. It's S's.
Oh, is it? Interesting. All right. All right, thanks everyone for listening in on Ping 86. We do have a special guest in the studio.
It's
previously we had my family, my parents come in, and this year is Laura's family. This is the reason why Laura and I cannot have an on-screen romance. It's I can't compete with whatever this is.
Oh.
So.
It's my dog Tegan. She's anyway, we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye.
I'd like to go down now.